Call me old-fashioned, but I think of archaeology as a romp through deserts and jungles, to ancient ruins and meticulously dug caves and excavations, to see ancient history with maybe a little romance thrown in.
How dare you kiss me?
Now, you couldn't do anything that fun or useful in ancient ruins from space, could you? Hundreds of miles above the Earth?
The sunrise. Terrific.
Well, there actually is something called satellite archaeology, and the 2016 TED Prize this year went to SatArc scientist Sarah Parkak at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. The prize comes with $1 million and recognizes her work using satellite imagery to monitor archaeological sites in ancient Egypt. Parkak is founding director of the University of Alabama's Birmingham Laboratory for Global Observation, using high-resolution images from space to track things that are hard to see from the ground. Her first successes have been hunting criminals, looters, not treasure, yet.
Just after the Arab Spring started in Egypt in late January in 2011, we started hearing rumors about looters going after archaeological sites near Cairo. And it's one thing to hear rumors or eyewitness reports. It's another thing entirely to be able to capture that data from space. Images don't lie. We've got a lot of before data for many sites in Egypt. And what we do is look at the after data, and we look for small dark circles or squares surrounded by a donut shape of earth, which indicates recent digging. And they look very, very different from excavation units. So it's really this comparative before and after imagery analysis that shows us exactly where looters have been digging pits.
Now, are you taking pictures of the barn with the doors open and the horses gone? I mean, how do you act on that data?
So we don't know what the looters have taken, just because it's like any excavation. You don't know what you're going to find until you dig. But what we do know is that there are a lot of intact tombs in Egypt, or partially intact tombs. Let's face it, looting has been going on for thousands and thousands of years in Egypt, really since ancient Egypt. And we know that the looters are targeting specific sites that have tombs with a lot of objects in them. What really concerns me is oftentimes you see looters come in, they go after a looting pit, and after a while the sand blows in. So obviously that hole is covered up. But a lot of pits remain open. And in Egypt, you know, this is a civilization that lasted for thousands of years and as a result has just millions of tombs. And oftentimes these tombs would be built one on top of the other. So when looters come in and keep a hole open, and we see that hole remain open, it worries me because I wonder, they've tunneled down, and are they going deeper and deeper and going after other tombs? That's something I can't see from space.
Can you dispatch Egyptian authorities to the site in time to get enough forensic evidence to apprehend criminals?
So I collaborate very closely with Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities, and they have this incredible department led by my friend Ali Ahmed. It's Egypt's Recovery and Repatriation Unit. And what we're doing is we're sharing all of our satellite data with them, showing them exactly where in Egypt is being targeted by the looters, because they've got a really robust database of thousands of objects that they've recovered from people attempting to smuggle them out of Egypt. And we're trying to match up the data, trying to figure out where these pieces are coming from. And in some instances, we're making them aware of looting going on at sites where they simply had no idea. Ultimately, the plan, you know, long term, is can we use small satellites or new satellite data to capture looting going on in almost real time so that we can actually do something about it and get the people that are doing the looting.
Why do you think the TED folks gave you this prize? What is it about your work that they're honoring?
I think in this particular case, the timing is really important. You know, clearly for the past 2 years, and especially this year and this summer, we've seen massive destruction of archaeological sites and looting by ISIL in Syria and Iraq. These, you know, incredibly iconic sites like Palmyra have been ransacked, or they've had, you know, these beautiful features on them blown up by ISIL. And I think with climate change, with urbanization, you know, there's so many threats to archaeological sites around the world. And we're really at a tipping point with protecting our shared global heritage. We've got all the tools and all the technologies and all the knowledge to protect the sites. And if we don't do something about it, so many of these sites are just simply going to be gone.
Do you have plans for that $1 million that the TED Prize gives you?
So I will make my wish to the world on Tuesday, February 16th in the evening, and the talk will be streamed live for the world to see. So I encourage folks to go to TED.com and go to TED Prize, where they can sign up to get information about my wish and be notified when I'm going to be speaking, and I would encourage everyone to listen.
It's kind of an exciting time to contemplate things like TED wishes, I would think.
I am so thrilled and honored to be able to do this. And when I heard that I'd won, I just felt this very heavy weight on my shoulders. You know, archaeology is a field where we're literally still citing papers and articles that came out 100 or almost 200 years ago. That's still relevant today. So to us, everyone who's come before us is still very much alive. And I definitely carry that with me. You know, I feel like this award is about my field. And you know, everyone loves archaeology. Everyone wants to be an archaeologist when they're little. And I think we need to tap into that excitement of discovery, because these kids are all brilliant. They're all tech savvy. They've got huge hearts. We archaeologists will be able to hopefully use that to be able to save these sites for these kids, because that they deserve it.
Finally, are you worried that the good that you're doing would lead to more acceptance of government surveillance using satellite data and corporate surveillance of people using satellite data?
So this is actually a big debate that's going on right now, both in the archaeological world and clearly more broadly. And I think that runs both ways. People want their privacy, of course. But on the flip side, we can use this data to monitor people doing a whole range of illegal activities, whether it's looting, whether it's illegal fishing, whether it's illegal land development. So there's some give and take that we have to think about. And you know, certainly in my world, the looters are already using satellite data to find sites. So we've got to try to stay one step ahead of the looters. And I think these are all going to be pretty serious issues that we have to consider.
Sarah Parkak, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sarah Parkak is a satellite archaeologist and founding director of the University of Alabama at Birmingham's Laboratory for Global Observation.